Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fucking hell, what's going on here?
Did something happen, Jen?
Just my screen just went completely black. I was like, I know, I can't see you. I don't know why, my Mac just went, you don't need to see them, and just went black.
This bodes well. Alison couldn't get sound. Jen now can't see anything.
Oh my God.
Don't know what I'm going to be doing.
You lose your voice, Maureen.
What?
Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
Well, Jen, I could say visually you look fantastic, just so you know.
I don't. I look rough. Hey, look, when I do this, I know this has been here a while, but it's got deeper, this thing in the middle of my forehead.
That really works on a podcast.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, I'm saying it to you, but I think people will understand it then in the eyebrows.
Jen is pointing to what Botox people refer to as the 11. That is the 11. Yeah.
Got to get. Well, but that's not even an 11, is it? That's just a big crater.
It's
hardly a crater.
The 11 is two lines, both by your eyebrows. This seems to be the norm now. And now that somebody pointed out to me that everyone's getting their 11s done, I have noticed it. And there are people that I didn't think would ever have Botox, and I've noticed they've had their 11s done. And I'm A-okay with it. Go get your 11s done.
I can safely say I haven't had my 11s done. I've just noticed that. Put them there. I mean,
Maureen, to be honest, you weren't one of the people I thought had had it done. I'm going to be honest, you weren't on that list.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
No.
I did have my hair done.
I know, it looks really nice.
It looks great, Maureen. Again, more visual
stuff
on
the podcast. My friend Maggie tweeted me, and it was so funny because I went to the hairdressers and she went, what style do you want? Don't know. I want it highlighted. What colour? Don't know. Where do you want the highlights? Don't know. I said, I have no idea.
Every hairdresser's dream. A blank canvas, Maureen. She just went in and was like, oh, I'll just do whatever the hell I like.
Cut shorter than I would have probably liked. But anyway.
I actually like that length.
Do you?
It's controversial, I know.
Yeah,
I really
yeah.
do. I don't know why. It's good for your face. It's good for your face. I think sometimes when it's really long,
it drags your face down.
Well, I mean, not that you ever have it that long, to be fair, Maureen. But I tell you what it is. Sometimes it's just nice to have a different style, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
I suppose.
That's what's happened.
But it was really nice because I went to pay for it and my friend had paid already. So I said, how much is it? And she went, oh, Maggie's already paid for it.
There's nothing that's going to make Maureen happy. Look at the glee on her face.
She is. I wish people could see her face. It's like she's won the lottery right now.
Every single time someone does something like that for Maureen, she's like, oh, and the best thing was, never mind that she had a haircut, she had a nice experience, I didn't have to pay for it.
I mean, highlights aren't cheap.
No, they're not. They're bloody expensive. They are expensive.
And I had a body massage, I had a pedicure.
Is this all in the same experience or have you broken it down to a few different things?
No, this is all the same week. Oh, and you're going to love the body massage thing. So I went to have this body massage and she went, you know, get under the cover. But I got under too many covers, so I was lying on the heated blanket.
I don't understand what's going on. I've never been to a massage parlour and they've made a bed for you. I mean, how many covers are there?
There was like towel and there was a sheet and there was electric blanket and I got under the sheet and just lying on the electric blanket.
Well, at least you didn't get under the electric blanket, which would have been the absolute classic. I would love to have seen that. Completely naked under a...
I had my knickers on.
I'd laugh if you were completely naked. You got under the sheet, but somehow the sheet had gone up and it's just your bum hanging out. As if you were offering it up to massage it.
The last massage I went to get, I love massages, but it was terrifying because the bed was really rickety and I think it was too small for me. So every time she rubbed me, it was like, am I going down? Is this going down? Like, I was scared the whole time. I was like, I don't think this thing's going to hold me. And so I was like, she's like, you're awfully tense all over. I was like, yeah. She's like, just breathe into things. I was like, I'm going to end up on the floor.
No, I don't like that. If you have like a massage table even, that's a bit like one of those things that you know, when you're doing the, I don't know, wallpapering. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want to be on one of those.
I know, that kind of table, yeah.
I feel like I need some real firm structure under it.
Yeah.
You know, in order for me to put my entire body weight, I'm not light. I know people go, oh, you know, you're quite slim. It's like, but I'm dense. I'm a very dense woman. And in terms of stones, I'm carrying quite a few. So if I'm lying with all of my body weight on something, it better have like, it better be structurally sound, Alison.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no. While I'm getting a massage. It's a terrifying thing.
I don't want to feel any sort of...
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that. That's not what I need from a massage. Alison, you are finally back from Canada. Thank you. Well, welcome Yay! Back. How are you? How is your jet lag? How's it going?
Look, I'm just jet lagged because I did the stupid thing and I came back and I just booked too many gigs immediately. So it was dumb.
Do you know that feeling?
I mean, I literally came back from LA, went straight. I arrived in Los Angeles, arrived back from LA in the evening. And then I had I've got a part in a sitcom. I'll tell you. It's like a small part, just for one episode. And when it comes out, I'll tell you about it. My call time on set was 6 a.m. So because I hadn't been able to meet with costume before, I had to have a meeting. I had to do the costume thing. So I don't know if you can. I didn't get to sleep until about midnight, and then they picked me up around 5, and then I was on set by 6, and then I had to, and then I was on set till 7, and then the next day I was back on set at 7, and the second day I was so out of my head, jet lagged, that I felt insane. I don't get me wrong, I didn't have a lot of lines, not a huge amount of lines, and I had learned them. I was very diligent in learning them. And yet, this one scene, I couldn't get the lines right. I just couldn't get them right because I was so out of it. I didn't know what way was up. And then I did the worst thing you can do as an actor on set. I corpsed. I kept laughing. I swear to God, I think people wanted to take me out and shoot me in the temple. I just could not stop laughing. And the more I started laughing, and also I was working with these two women, these two other actors, who they weren't doing anything to do this, but they kept making me laugh. And the more that they were like completely serious and doing their job really well, the more it was like, I haven't laughed like that since I was at school. You know, when you're in class and someone in your class makes you laugh and then you're like, well, I cannot get eye contact with you because if I get eye contact with you, I'm going to start laughing and then the teacher's going to get cross and I'm going to get in trouble. So, and then your friend will do everything they can so that you get eye contact with them so that they make you laugh. Anyway, in this instance, no one was trying to make me laugh. They were all just doing their job, but I had to get eye contact with them because otherwise it's weird if you're talking to someone with, you know, looking at the ceiling or something. So every time I got eye contact with them, I started laughing and it was just, it was really, I don't know if I'll get asked back, actually. That's what I mean. I had fun. Did the crew have fun?
Had fun.
but also, Alison, and I'm sure you felt this since you got back from Canada, I felt slightly deranged.
Yeah.
Like, Like, not like I'm here, but I'm not really here. Because I had, in about 4 days, I'd had about, I don't know, 8 or 9 hours sleep or something. So I was like, completely off my head. It's almost like being on drugs, but not the kind of drugs that you... Like, if you take drugs and you think you're taking something, but actually it's not the thing you think you're taking, you're like, oh, I've made a terrible mistake with these. It was that feeling.
It's a good...
Too much information?
No, it's a good drug description. Agreed. I was going to say, when you are jet-lagged, it is like being high a little bit. You're kind of like, hey, you give less of a shit, so I bet you your performance was wonderful, Jen, when it finally came out.
Well... I was going to say we'll never know. We will, because it will
air. It will air.
Sadly, we'll never know, Alison. We will. It'll be on Sky at some point. But yeah, wow, what an experience. Are you glad to be back, Alison? Is it nice to be home with Danny and with the bear?
Yeah, it is nice. It's very nice. Yeah, it's nice to be home. It is nice to be home. You miss your home after a while. This one was 6 weeks, so that was a long time. So, and I had a lovely time, don't get me wrong, but it is nice to be back in my home with my things around me and just back to, I say normalcy, but there's no normalcy in life, is there, everyone?
Sure.
There's no normalcy. This is what I'm realizing. Yeah.
No, but 6 weeks is a bloody long time to be away, isn't it?
It was a while. It was a while. But I had a really nice time, but I'm really glad to be back.
I mean, really, you've missed nothing. if that makes you feel any better, there's been nothing here to actually miss. It's May. I'm looking out the window at the moment. It is grey here in Be Right On. And this country...
Do we have another new prime minister yet? What has happened
I mean, yeah, that's possible. But no, we've got a couple of years of this prick before we can move on. This country has decided to ignore the seasons. And so now we're just on one season and it's shit. So just, I hope that's okay with you. Yeah. More interview, anything to add?
Oh, I'm doing jigsaws at the moment. That's what I'm doing. I've got a new jigsaw, another visual, which is really good for a podcast. This is my latest project.
But the last one is missing 4 pieces.
I know, that was secondhand. This one I bought new.
Oh, that's annoying when you miss pieces. Ooh. Maureen, what was that a picture of? You showed it, but remember, this is not a visual medium.
Oh, it's a picture of Island Donning Castle, which is a really lovely castle in Scotland, in the Highlands.
Of course it's in Scotland. I know that there's a theme with Maureen's jigsaws. It'll either have an Austrian theme or a Scottish theme. Yep. Maureen doesn't like to step outside of those two.
No, that's true. No, last one was of Sissy, and this one's of Scotland. It's between those two, really.
This is all on brand, Maureen. We wouldn't want you to step outside of your comfort zone. Thank you very much, Maureen, for that visual delight. We all like to look at the picture of a jigsaw puzzle that you will be embarking on. Let's find out how Maureen gets on. Maybe we'll cover it during the week on Patreon. Maureen, step by step, stage by stage, how she's getting on.
So often.
Piece
Patreon
by
numbers
piece.
Go down.
Yeah.
To zero.
Beep. Get the paddles out.
No, I bet you there is a whole different market out there that would love that. If you were like, here's how my day began, here's how it ended, and like we do a quick little thing of you putting in 12 pieces, I bet you there's a bunch of people in the world who are like, I want to watch that.
I don't think you've seen the picture. There's no way it's going to be quick to do 12 pieces.
I mean, given that 92% of it appears to be the colour blue, I mean, you're good luck with that.
Yeah, it'd be very long. It'd be a very long clip. Alex would tear his hair out.
But I'll be honest with you, Alison, I know there's a kink for everything. So, yeah, I'm sure
That's what I'm saying. OnlyFans. Yeah. Maureen, you got to start a jigsaw puzzle OnlyFans.
I think OnlyFans tends to go in a very different direction from jigsaw puzzles, to be honest.
Yeah, well, just do it topless, Maureen. Stop resisting. Who doesn't want to see a woman doing a jigsaw with her tits out? That's the next OnlyFans. Okay, we're starting it here at WTB. Why the hell not? Right, Alison?
Yeah, I think we should all do OnlyFans, but like random things. Like I'll do an OnlyFans that is like painting
up
my nails.
Yeah, painting your nails.
Tidying up. Tidying up and painting my nails. Maureen will do jigsaw. What will you do, Jen?
I'll do press-ups and you'll be able to see if my tits can touch the ground. You know how normally it's supposed to be when you do press-ups, it's your nose. You've got to get your nose to the ground. I'll just see if it... How long my
tits dangle
down. If I
did that, I wouldn't have to go down at all. I'd be like, I can just stay right here the entire time.
That's kind of the point, Alison. I will not be moving. In fact, I think it'll be the plank.
All right, so that's something for Alex to work on for the next episode.
Okay, Alex, get on that. We're starting OnlyFans. Do it. We don't know how to do it.
Do it. We don't know how to do it. And let's be honest, no one would be joining us. What a great week we've all had. Fantastic. Now it's time to turn back to Maureen Younger. And I know that she has a moment that we all wish to delve into because it's time to find out what your Be My Body moment is.
I messaged Jen, I have just put olive oil in my eyes. And I was like, sitting there going, why is it so blurred?
I mean, you can't make this shit up, can you?
It was fine in the end, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No, you wouldn't recommend it, Maureen.
Well, this is going back in time. I've been watching, I don't know if people know, but there's a thing called Maureen and Jen Talks. Maureen and Jen Talk on Jen's YouTube channel, where me and Jen try to go viral by doing little...
So funny.
Clips. To be fair, it never worked.
It was never going to go viral.
No, because we do it like once every 5 months.
Is this before Highlander?
No.
No, this is during Highlander?
No,
this
Highlander.
This is before Outlander.
Outlander.
No,
sorry.
It was before, after before Outlander.
No, I think it's before and during, and I can't remember. Anyway, to be fair, So anyway, I was watching some of those, there was one that struck me as quite funny. So 2019, me and Jen were doing Edinburgh. Jen was in I can't remember what venue you were in.
That video that you're looking at, that was 2018.
Okay.
And that was when I was doing Meaningless.
No, when we were both up, so it's 2019.
You were both in venues doing shows. Good. Yeah.
Well, you did come up to visit
no,
me.
No, when I did my show in Edinburgh.
Yeah, but that video on Maureen and Jen Talks is from 2018.
No, it isn't.
Because I recognise the flat.
You're looking at the wrong one. No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about another one.
Oh.
So there.
We're getting an episode of Jen and Maureen Talks right now, yes! Just so you know, everyone.
I'm thinking about another video. So anyway, you've got to contact the Fringe office by a certain time, and then your show goes on their website and people can buy tickets for your show. So the website goes live. I go on the website. I can't find my... Yes, Jen now remembers what I'm talking about. So I can't find my show on the website. I am absolutely livid. I've handed everything in.
It's not there.
People can't buy tickets. How am I supposed to sell tickets if I'm not on the website? What the fuck is going on? I'm fuming. Phone up Jen, absolutely livid. And then Jen points out something to me. What could you remember what it was, Jen?
Yes, I said to Maureen, I think it's because you're on the free fringe and so you're not selling tickets. And people can literally go to your go to see your show without buying a ticket because there's actually no tickets to buy because people pay on the door as they leave. And Maureen, I was relieved, weren't you?
I was still angry though.
I said, you're still in the brochure. I said, but you're not in the ticket listings because there's no tickets to be bought. But you were still there. You were still listed.
Luckily, I phoned Jen before I phoned up the Edinburgh Fringe office. Could you imagine? What the fuck is going on? I've paid my money.
I can imagine, actually. And that's why I was so relieved. That's why I was relieved that we had spoken first. That was a classic, actually. I completely forgot about that.
That's really good. I thought you were going to say you were looking at the wrong year.
No.
Like this is, my brain is trying to figure out the end of Be More Maureen's before we get to them.
No.
So that's a good
You have to have Be More Maureen brain. Honestly, I can't tell you how livid I was when I couldn't find my show.
Where are my links for my ticket sales for the free fringe? Where's the link for my ticket sales for the free fringe? I love that.
Oh dear, it was very funny actually. Even I was like very amused at the time. Because also, in Maureen's defence, and I always have, I don't know if you've recently been really trying to defend Maureen at these points, but there was a bit of me that went, oh, I can't believe that. Oh no, I know. I did, there was a moment I went, oh Maureen, that oh hang on, maybe it's because. I came around a bit quicker than Maureen did, but I was like, your show won't, no one's buying tickets to your show, that's why. But what fun we had, Maureen.
Yeah, that's a classic theme of Maureen.
That was one of the times that Maureen, I think, did you stay over at mine once?
I can't remember.
I think you must have stayed over once. And then in the morning, I'd got up to have a shower and I was in my bedroom getting dressed. or something, and I was pretty much naked.
Oh yes, well,
Maureen comes in.
Yeah.
What happened?
No, you just had a shower. You were getting dressed, and I came in, and I went, "Ooh, sexy Lexi," and you went,
"Oh yeah,
I'm in my bedroom, Maureen."
Maureen was like going, "Ooh," like as if I was stripping for someone. "Ooh, ooh, look at you. Ooh, sexy Lexi." And I went, "Maureen, I am literally getting dressed in my room. It's not a performance for anyone. I'm not stripping."
And I hadn't knocked. Obviously, I hadn't knocked. I just walked in.
Of course, you hadn't knocked. You just sauntered in. And there was going, "Oh, look at you.
Sexy Lexi.
Getting your tits out." "Yes, Maureen, because I'm
getting dressed
in the privacy of my own bedroom trying to get dressed." Well, we didn't live together and we're all grateful for that. That would not have worked out for either of us. Maureen, that was a very good Be More Maureen moment. Sometimes you say, don't you think, "Oh, I haven't got any," and then you realise you've got loads.
They're always coming.
Yeah, yeah, there's always coming, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Maureen. I've forgotten that one, and that was an absolute bloody classic. But look, it's time, and she's back in her home turf, safe and secure, costed away in her northern territories. Let's move over and back and into the corner where we find ourselves with Alison June Smith, and we are about to ask Alison.
Go to the gym. Get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Cause I ain't using it. No, no.
No, no.
Take my advice, I ain't using it.
Yay! Well, listen, first off, I am very happy to be back, even though none of my microphones are working. So thank you to Alex, who is I got two microphones. None of them are working. So thank you, Alex, for fixing this up. My problem is, how do I get fucking equipment to work? No, okay, the problem today is, I just wanted to take a side note to say, thank you so much. People are starting to write in. I think that sometimes people think I am inundated with problems, and I'm not, everyone. Keep sending in problems, no matter how little, no matter how big. I like hearing people's things, so please keep sharing them. So thank you, those of you who have sent some in. This is a great one that I love. So this was, I want to get in touch with my introvert. So I'm actually writing in as a woman who wants to maybe talk a bit less bollocks and get a bit back down to touch with her introverted side after years of pushing herself to be more extroverted in a fake it till you make it kind of way. I think this is why most articles I read about introversion being a superpower that people are taught to suppress when really they should celebrate it. It grinds my gears. They've absolutely hit the nail on the head. All that hard work basically creating a new personality, and now the world decides that it likes introversion. I getcha, right? This person who has worked hard to be an extrovert, and now the world's like, actually, we see real strengths in introverts. I getcha. First off, this is my personal opinion with extroverts and introverts. Okay. Extroverts and introverts. I think extroversion and introversion is the way we recharge as people. I don't like to label people as an extrovert or as an introvert. I think the way we recharge is how we define whether we're an extrovert or an introvert. Some people need time alone to recharge. They're introverts. They like their alone time. They like things to do on their own. Extroverts like to be around people, right? That gives them energy. So I like to think of it as a way we charge, not who we are, okay? I don't believe in labeling I'm an extrovert, I'm an introvert, because I believe we are all a combination of both of those things, okay? So I want to say good for you for realizing right now that you're like, actually, I want to get more in touch with that introvert so I can charge a bit better that way. Good for you for even acknowledging that or realizing that, because a lot of people don't. So that's my first thing. I think when we remove the labels of that off of ourselves, it makes it easier for us to proceed and foster ourselves the way that we need to foster ourselves. So what are some actual things you can do to activate that introverted recharge? Okay, I got a few ideas. Number one, hobbies. I want to praise Maureen because I think Maureen is like the queen of finding a hobby, a queen of...
Holy moly.
Yeah. And she knows, I mean, we know that Maureen recharges when she reads a book, when she knits, when she's... You are the queen of finding things that you like to do and doing them. I really look up to you, Maureen, in that way. And I think if everyone found some hobbies and some things that they like to do, it might be hard to figure out what you like to do. What I want to say to you is think back to when you were a teenager. I would say child, but I'm going to go teenager, early teens. What are some things you used to do? Did you like to listen to music? Did you draw? Did you journal? What were those things that you were doing before you felt the pressure to have to, like, have direction and accomplish things? And I'm not talking about things that you need to learn about, things that you like to do. The more things you can find that you like to do on your own, that gives you the time to charge. So really, I think finding a hobby, make a list of things that you like to do, all right? Because your list might feel short, but remind yourself that your interests are not what you're good at or what you're perfect at. They're things that you want to explore. Okay, so things you want to explore. I think doing some mindfulness activities is always a good introverted charge. What are mindfulness activities? Google. There's a million out there. But quick ones, I mean, of course, meditation, mindful breathing, mindful movement, so a little bit of yoga or something like that, journaling. These are all mindful things. But if you actually just Google mindful activities, there's so many things out there right now that can teach you mindful practices. All right, quick little things. But that really helps an introvert. Before you talk, before you reply to something, I want you to pause and I want you to take even longer before you answer. I think you've trained yourself to, like, quickly find an answer, be the life in the room. What I want you to do is I want you to pause even longer before you say anything. Take a few extra sentences before you reply. Take a moment before you. I think that's a really good thing because you've worked so hard on being the extrovert. Nah, praise yourself, take a few extra moments, and think about what you're going to say before you say something. Also, talk a bit quieter. As an extrovert, you're always filling space. That introverted person that you want to retouch with, if you start talking a bit more quieter, taking a few more moments before you speak, it'll bring people in, and I think that is a really good practice for somebody who wants to retouch with their introverted self. And my last thing, or two things I want to say, when you meet people who are like you, when you meet other introverts who like maybe one-on-one times instead of big group outings, keep them in your life. One-on-one people, those other introverts in your life, you need to surround yourself with them so you don't feel so, like, alone in the fact that maybe you just want to go have a quiet lunch with one other person. Find the other introverts in your world and keep them close. And the last thing, get rid of the jerks. I think as we get older and older, we realize we need less and less people in our lives. And if you're an extrovert, for some reason, you just want to, like, gather up people and make everyone happy. Get rid of jerks in your life. Get rid of people that are draining you. I think that's the biggest, best thing you can do for an introvert, for retouching with your introverted self, is realizing that you don't have to have a million people around you all the time. And the people that are near and dear, it only has to be a few people, and that will energize your introverted self. Those are the best pieces of advice I can give right now.
That's really good, Alison. And I really like what you said about who introverts and extroverts are, but in terms of how you recharge. I think a lot of people think extroverts are just people that are loud or can cope with a lot of people. I'm okay in a group. I can manage myself in a group, but I do not like groups and I do not enjoy them and I do not seek them out. And I much prefer one-on-ones, and all of my closest friendships are one-on-one friendships. And I definitely 100% recharge being alone. I love being alone. I've never, even when I was a teenager, because the thing that you said about, oh, what did you enjoy as a teenager? I used to love reading by myself, listening to music by myself. And I used to go for very long cycle rides because where I lived in Kingston, we lived quite near Richmond Park. And I would go for like a 15-mile cycle ride. That was what I would do. Those were my three things I love. Those are all introvert stuff because I am an introvert. And I was at a comedy festival at the weekend and there's loads and loads of comedians and I literally couldn't bear to be around groups of them, even if it was someone there that I liked.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you with six other people. I'll see you on your own and we can have a lovely chat and a cup of coffee and a catch up. But I don't want to do this whole group thing. I find it incredibly draining. And as I and I could do it when I was young, but I just can't do it anymore.
No. And I think people think comedians are the way that we are. We're very extroverted, but most of us are actually introverted. Keep in mind, we're talking at groups of people and then we fuck off and go back to our being our, you know, like we're not talking with groups of people. We talk at groups of people and then we fuck off. So a lot of times very loud, you know, what you think would be extroverted people, we're actually introverts. We're just performing in that group and then we get out and go back to our safe space and regenerate. So I just really, I loved that concept of like, it's how we, it's not who we are. It's not who we are. It's how we recharge. Yeah.
And once you know that about yourself, it does really help your mental health. Mm-hmm. Because if you're constantly trying to be in groups and you don't fit in and you're not enjoying them and they don't, you know, I've so many times I used to find myself with groups of people going, why can't I manage this? Or why am I not myself at the moment? Or why have I become an introvert? You know, I become more and more introvert in these groups, like particularly once I started stand-up comedy. I was much more of an extrovert before. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. I think Maureen hasn't changed since she was born. But but I was much more of an extrovert before I started doing stand-up because I needed that outlet. So I would almost perform to people to go, look at me. But once I started doing stand-up comedy, I was like, oh, I don't need to do that anymore. And I just literally, it stopped and I just became this grumpy bell end in the corner of a room that nobody wanted to talk to. And I don't blame them, frankly. But yeah, that's great advice. Just don't try to be something you're not and get rid of the cunts. Mm-hmm. Filter them out. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
We're too old for this, aren't we, to be hanging out with people we don't like?
Yeah. But, you know, people younger than us need to hear this because I think I realized the day I woke up one day and I realized I didn't have to hang out with people I didn't like. And that was a big realization to me because when you're younger, you want to have friends. There are popular crowds. You want to fit in. And then as you get older and older, you begin to realize, actually,
I don't like you
and I don't need to be around you. And it's such a, you know, we forget that being, you know, mature women. But for people younger than us, like, realize that the day will come where you're like, actually, I don't need this fuckwit in my life anymore. And no. I'm going to be so much happier without them. So embrace that.
We're not at school anymore. We can pick our friends. OK, we're not shoved into a class with that person for like 6 hours. You find your friends, you find your family, you find your tribe. Yeah. Alison, thank you so much for your advice. Your advices, as my mum would say.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
sorry, Alison, I'm distracted by the fact that Maureen appears to be drinking double cream.
I'm not drinking double
cream. What are you drinking?
It's a cafe latte.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, Alison, let's be honest. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Maureen is chugging on some double cream.
Let's find out visually what we have been consuming in our eyes.
Well, I have been watching Atlantic Crossing on UK TV, which I don't know if you know about it. It stars the woman from The Bridge. It took me a while to recognise her. I only really recognised because I remember I saw the name come up at the front and then I went, where is she? Oh, it's her. And it's basically about the Norwegian royal family during the Second World War. So it's more about the Crown Princess, which she plays, Crown Princess Martha, and her husband, Crown Prince Olaf. And obviously the Nazis come in. They've got this idyllic life. The Nazis come in. She manages to escape to Sweden. She's actually originally Swedish. And I thought, I've been looking it up and I thought it was a bit of dramatic license, but they wouldn't allow her in. And obviously they're being chased by the Nazis. And she just drove through she got her driver to drive through the barrier because she didn't have a passport on her because they fled so quickly. And then she goes to America and has this very close relationship with Roosevelt, which I again thought was a bit of dramatic license, but it seems to have been true. And according to this show, apparently she was a big influence behind the Lend-Lease bill, which was controversial in America because Americans thought it was going to drag them into the war. And it, you know, it's a real, real controversy. I don't know how true that is, but it's all about Crown Princess Martha and the Norwegians and how she was trying to fight for Norway in America. It's stuff I don't know, so I don't know how realistic it is or how truthful, but it's quite interesting. It's a different side of a Second World War story. So that's on, I think there's about 8 episodes, and I'm on episode 6 now.
Where do you get, Maureen, I know this is a dumb question, where do you get UK TV? Is that a separate channel?
Yeah, it's app.
It's an app! Oh, yeah.
And it's free, so you can watch it for free. So you do get annoying ads in, but it's free. And Carl McLachlan. Is it Carl McLachlan, the guy?
Carl McLachlan?
No, you know the guy. He was Trey in Sex and the City. He's playing FDR. He's playing Roosevelt.
Kyle McLachlan?
So it's kind of in Norwegian, I presume. I can't speak Norwegian, but it's in Norwegian and English as well, because obviously a lot of it's set in America. But it's quite an interesting story. So you've got this very shy woman who now has to do a very public role. I mean, there was a bit where this poor sailor is going back across the Atlantic crossings, which was really dangerous because of all the submarines. And she's going, well, I've got to give a speech. I've got to be brave and give a speech. You've got to be brave and go across the Atlantic. And I'm thinking, I'd rather go for the speech than go across the Atlantic during Second World War. But, so if you want something a bit different, Atlantic Crossing on UK TV.
Oh, OK. Well, that sounds good. That's a good suggestion. Thanks, Maureen. And I hadn't heard of it, so... There's so much stuff.
I know.
Now. I feel slightly overwhelmed by the amount of content that there is being pumped out in this country and in the States and Australia, wherever, everywhere. It's like, oh, guys.
Yeah, I tried to watch the new big thing on Amazon, The Citadel, and I watched it for about 15 minutes. I had to switch off. I really wanted to like it with Richard Madden in it.
I saw that advertised. Not good.
It's awful. And at the beginning, they have this dialogue together, which is like 1940. Like, nobody speaks like that. Then they have this action scene, you know, where they're surrounded by, I don't know, 8 people with machine guns who always miss them. And these 2 people manage to fight them off. And then the train blows up and he survives. And then they got to the scene, Sandra Tucci's in it, where he's about, you know, he's going to torture and murder people. And I was like, oh, I'm out of here. And I just stopped watching. So it's a shame. I was looking forward to that.
Well, do you know what? That's great. Just one less thing you have to watch, Maureen.
So what have you been watching or listening to?
I was just thinking, I didn't talk about it last time, but I watched a couple of films when I was on the aeroplane going to LA, which I really enjoyed. And one of them was a book that I already had read, or I'd listened to actually on audiobook, called She Said. And it's about these 2 New York Times journalists. It's a true story. This is a true story. It's the 2 New York Times journalists, Megan Toohey and Jodi Kantor, who publish an article or a report or whatever that basically exposes the sexual abuse allegations in Hollywood, but particularly expose Harvey Weinstein, and is the star or the catalyst for the Me Too movement and for, well, I suppose not really. I suppose Rose McGowan, she was really the catalyst for the Me Too movement, but was part of that whole time. And so they were the two journalists that sort of brought him down. And so the book covers how they do it. And then they've made a film about it. And actually, having listened to the audiobook, and it does go into a lot of detail, particularly around the women who were brave enough to come forward and who had come forward actually many, many years ago, decades earlier, but hadn't been believed or had been paid off or had been bullied and had had their lives ruined, really, in many ways, or at least certainly their careers. And it's really good, actually. It's really good. And the two actors in it that play the journalists are Carey Mulligan, who I love anyway, and Zoe Kazan, who plays Jodie Cantor. And you've got people like Ashley Judd playing herself, and then Samantha Morton and Jennifer Eale, Patricia Clarkson are in it. It's like a great, great cast. Mm. And I'm sure it will come out on one of the streamers soon. So I can definitely recommend that. When you see it on screen, you realise how difficult it is to be a whistleblower. It's just so difficult to be the first person to come forward and go, this man did this to me, you know. And like Ashley Judd did it, and her career, and it ruined her career. She had her acting career was ruined. She barely worked again. And I just think I have a huge amount of respect for women that have done that. But that film is brilliant because it doesn't go into quite as much detail as a book because it can't. So I would definitely recommend the book. But also, if you don't, Alison, I know you find like getting the time to read or concentrate on reading difficult. It's a brilliant audio book. It's almost like a podcast, the audio book. So I can highly recommend downloading that as well. And if you see the film and you then go away and listen to the audio book, they work hand in hand. One, do you know what I mean? I don't feel like having listened to the audiobook that the movie was sport or anything. So that's I recommend that. And I also watched on the plane, I watched Living.
Which is Bill Nighy. Film
with Bill Nighy, which was also a very sort of slow paced, but really beautiful film based on the book by Kazuo Ishiguro,
something like that.
Anyway, I think he wrote Remains of the Day. Yeah. Anyway, he's a brilliant writer, and he's sort of fascinated with British sort of class system, particularly post-war, what it was like to be in England. And it is, you know, it wasn't, the swinging 60s were not really happening for most of people. but anyway, it's brilliant. I really enjoyed it. Bill Nighy is absolutely fantastic in it. All of the actors are, and I can really recommend it. It's about a man who has worked as a civil servant his entire life, who's his wife has died. His son is now married. His son and his wife live with him. He cannot communicate with them. He finds it impossible to communicate his feelings or what's happening to him. He gets this doesn't spoil the film, by the way, but he gets basically he's told he gets a diagnosis from his doctor that he has cancer, and you know he's not going to survive it, basically. And so it's what he does with this last time of his life, with this last chunk of his life. What does he do with it? And it basically kind of covers that, and it's really beautiful, and I really enjoyed it. If you're looking for a fast-paced film, this isn't for you. But if you're looking for something that's thoughtful and well acted, go watch it. I'm pretty sure you can stream it now, or you can definitely rent it on Amazon Prime if you fancy, if you don't mind investing a couple of quid. So those are my two recommendations. Mm-hmm. Alison, what about you in the horror sections?
Yeah.
All right. So Maureen, you almost sounded excited about hearing about my horror movie. That made me really excited. Okay. So thinking about introverts and extroverts, and I started to think, and I was like, I thought extroverts. All right. So I was like, I'm going to go with a cult film, something culty. Because I thought, okay, the idea of like someone being really extroverted and getting people's attention, and cult leaders are very good at this, finding introverts and luring them in. And so I was like, I want to go with a culty movie. So I might have mentioned this before, but I love this film. It is called Red State. It's 2011. It okay. is so good. Okay, so while many of the cults on this list are ultimately outlandish, the religious sect in Kevin Smith's Red State is based on a very real Westboro Baptist Church and shows the dangers of unchecked religious hysteria. The movie starts like a more conventional Smith comedy. A trio of sex-obsessed teenagers follow an ad for a hookup with an older woman and soon find themselves prisoners of an insane preacher who believes he is on earth God. The late Michael Park is outstanding as the demented preacher, while John Goodman plays a morally torn ATF agent dispatched to deal with the gun-toting cult. It is such a good film. It is action-packed. It is go, go, go. Maybe a little bit of a Waco feel in it, but it is about the Westboro Baptist Church, which always is wild when you hear about the shit that goes on with them. So this movie, it's just like from the moment it starts, it's go. And I highly recommend it. So yeah, cult. Good example of learning your extroversion and your introversion traits.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great one. I can't recommend it enough, everyone.
Not traditional horror though, is it? Or
no,
is it?
No. This is more like, I would almost say, thriller, drama, but there is horror elements to it because, and to me, it's the most terrifying of all because it could be real and it's based off of very real sort of things. So, yeah, religion, the biggest horror of them all, everyone.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Every religion leads back to some kind of horror story. That looks great. Red State, 2011, and you can no doubt get it on Amazon Prime. Just Google it. Sure. Don't ask us, for heaven's sake. We're busy people. Thank you very much, Alison. That's a brilliant recommendation. Oh, God, must we? Come on then, Maureen, what's in your cultural corner? Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural, but sometimes just batshit.
Well, actually, this might be something for Chloe, Jen. This is for...
She knows she doesn't listen to this
podcast.
Yes,
I know, but you can... She could just go to this section. Just had to go to this section. I think she'd be really interested. So this is for all the artists, aspiring artists who listen in. This is a website that's been recommended to me by a friend because I'm not a painter or artist of that kind.
I'm going to take notes. Look at me, Maureen. Yeah, she's grabbing a pencil.
Told you Chloe would be interested. It's a website called domestica.org, and that's Domestika. We'll put a link on the website, so I've got a cultural page where I put all the links. And my friend has said this: if you want to skill up on anything art related, this is the place to go. Affordable courses, great platform to connect with other like-minded artists, beginners to professionals, something for everyone. One-off purchase of the course and you have lifetime access. People from all over the world put up courses and all come with subtitle options. And you can learn from expert professionals and join the largest online community of creatives. And you can create your account for free. And I've had a look and there's lots of really different... I mean, it's not really my thing, but there was lots and lots of courses. And they were like £9.90 for a course, which is nothing.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I'm looking now.
It looks really, really good. And she says, you know, there's some really great artists on there. And they put on these courses and, you know, you get to learn about different artists. You can learn different techniques. You know, £9.90 for a course. I mean, what's that nowadays?
Yeah, three I think coffees? It's because they give you a discount to encourage you to join. I don't think they are normally £9.90, but I can see that they are. They're 60 quid.
No, they're not normally that. Yeah. So they're usually like whatever, and then you get a £9.90.
And some of them you get free.
Yeah, so you get 60 quid. And if you join the website, then you become a member and then you can get these discounts. But my friend has done quite a few of them. Okay. She's an artist and she really recommends it. So I obviously haven't used it myself because it's not my forte. But if you...
They also have writing courses.
Check it out.
So
it might be worth checking out.
Character creation for novels, screenplay fundamentals, build story structures, and writing a novel step by step. So they've got online writing courses as well as art.
Might be worth me looking at then.
It looks like they. In fact, Maureen, take a look. They've got loads of writing courses, tons. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay. We'll have a proper. I just looked at the art, but it just looked like a really. Obviously, I can't vouch for the site myself. I haven't used it, but my friend was raved. She's done some really interesting courses on apparently, and obviously you get to meet the artists. Great. You get to see their work, and So if you're an artist, it might be worth trying to get on there and offering a course, maybe.
On a side note, that ties in really well to what our problem was today. If you're a person trying to figure out something you want to do as an introvert, what you're suggesting, Maureen, that is a great site to go to.
I think Chloe would be interested, you know.
I will. I've already sent her the link because I was half listening to you, Maureen, but also...
Well, half listening is more than usual.
Just trying to get a bit of admin done, actually. That's a brilliant suggestion. Was that Jenny that told you
about
that?
No, that was Maggie. Maggie told me about it.
Oh, was it Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, fantastic suggestion. Thank you. And also, you should have a look at it, Maureen.
Yes, I should do, actually, for the writing. This week, I've got to learn my spiel in German because I'm performing in German next week.
Where are you doing it, Maureen, so that any German speakers who might want to come and see you can come?
The Bill Murray.
That's in Angel Islington, the Bill Murray.
On
they're
Monday,
doing they're doing six. A few of those. They're doing German. They've got a French one. They do Spanish stand-up there now. Ah. So if you're Spanish-speaking or French-speaking, they have regular comedy nights there where comedians will come and do. And they're trying to encourage more of that. So have a look at their website for more of that. And also go and see Maureen. Do 10 minutes of the best German stand-up comedy you will see.
With an Austrian
in
accent.
Islington. With an Austrian accent, yeah. Okay, brilliant, Maureen. Thank you so much for your
cultural corner.
Yes, I'm still jet lagged, everyone, and I don't like there to. Please take that judgment away.
There's no judgment. There's no judgment. No judgment at all, Jen. You're doing great. You're amazing. You're on top of the world. Jet lag is hard to fight through. We know this. But now's your time to shine, Jen. Now's your time to shine.
Yeah. What's your goat?
Yeah. What the hell is your goat? What's been getting on your tits lately?
Don't judge me. Now, you're going to be judging me now, but bloody well wait, okay? This is terrible, isn't it? That's what's got my goat. And do you know who I blame? Society. Oh, just staying in shitty hotels. I'm really... Look, I genuinely would love to stay in better hotels. I absolutely would. But I know it's hard to believe. I'm literally not making enough from this tour to be staying in anywhere nicer than I am currently staying, OK? But where I stayed, and this is... Look, I need to preface this by saying... I did the oh God, I don't know.
You were in Wales.
Anyway, I did this. I was in Wales. And this festival is really a great comedy festival. Like comedians from all over the country descend, mostly to do work in progress shows. But because I didn't do my work in progress show there last year, because my mother died, they said, look, why don't you do your finished show? We don't normally do finished shows, but why don't you do it? It'll be fun. And I was like, yeah, OK, I'll do it. So I stuck it in the diary, didn't really think about it, forgot about it. And then about January went, oh, my God, I haven't sorted out accommodation for it. By then, forget it. There's no accommodation. It's gone. There's no when. There's nothing even near. I'm very fortunate in that my producers are the ones that they organised this festival. So I got in contact and went, look, I've really made a boob here and I've got nowhere to stay. And they went, oh, look, we always have a room saved at this hotel in Machnith, and you can have it. And I said, oh, great. I said, can I have it for two nights? And they were like, yeah, that's absolutely fine. But do let us know if you're not going to use it, la, 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 la. So I said, yes, great, I'll take it. Now, I've stayed in a couple of little hotels in the town before and they're all really nice. And this one... it's absolutely fine, but there is a reason why that room isn't normally rented out or is saved for an emergency. One, no bathroom. Okay? Not even a sink. Nothing. Okay? Two, you're above the laundry room. So there is a laundry room in the hotel and it's a big one. Mm-hmm. And what they like to do is they like to do all of the laundry at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Which means that the spin cycle goes about 7 o'clock in the morning. And when the spin goes, my room vibrates.
Shakes.
Like, I actually, do you know what? I actually, and I'll send Alexis, but I actually did a video of it because it was so fucking horrendous. And I'm going to send it to Alex and maybe he can stick it up and you can see. Because it was just...
What the fuck is that?
And then... Okay, so that went on for 2 and a bit hours. I hadn't gotten to sleep until about 1 a.m. So I had about 4.5 hours sleep, okay? And I'm already... My deficit for sleep is intense, like, because I've had no time since I got back from LA. I've just been work. Then at 8 o'clock in the morning, just as that spin cycle goes, and I think even if they put another wash in, it's not going to go off for another hour and a bit. There is a comedian in the room next door to me. It's an adjoining room. So I can hear the guy having a pee. I can hear him breathing. Okay. He starts, because he's got a show at 12, I find out later, to recite his show.
No.
Someone rehearsing this show.
Absolutely brilliant. No. Oh, my God.
8 o'clock. Yeah. 8 o'clock in the morning, he is running his show. Fair play to him. And you know, that's very professional and conscientious, and you should do that. But I hear his entire show. I was like, I didn't need to go and see that show. I've actually heard it already.
Did you make notes?
I did have some feedback, actually. I just couldn't believe it. I was like, this is hell on earth. You know when you're so tired, you think, I might die. That's how tired I am. And then once it gets to 8 o'clock in the morning and you've been awake since like 6 o'clock in the morning, you're like, I might as well get up. So I just got up. It was like, that was it. I couldn't believe it. 8:30 in the morning, I was like, fuck it. What's the point of this? As he was still reciting his show. I felt like tapping on the door going, you need to look. I listened to it at 6 minutes and I didn't know where the joke was. So I'm hoping your face is going to be doing something at some point.
And he had a bathroom. The motherfucker had a bathroom. What did you do? So was there a bathroom down the hall or something?
It's a bathroom in the hall, wasn't there?
The bathroom down the hall. Of course, they don't. They don't let you, like, what are you going to do? Pee in a cup? Oh, there is a bathroom down the hall, but
still
it was like,
down the hall.
It's like 5 doors down. I'm a middle-aged woman. I've got to go to the toilet in the night. It's absolutely dreadful. And then, of course, when you go out, it's got one of those switches that you switch it and then it switches itself off. But when it's dark and you've never been there before, you're like, I can't remember where the switch is. So I'm going down the wall, going down the hallway, just sort of doing like what looks like Marcel Marceau, some French mime, trying to find
the light switch.
This bloody light switch. Honestly, boring. I was like, what? Fuck my life. And then the next hotel room I stayed at, where I went to Worcester to do a show. Again, it was perfectly one of the chain hotels. It's usually fairly safe. But again, I was in, never, if you're ever put in an adjoining room, go down to reception and complain and say,
no.
Please, I do not want to be in an adjoining room. Because you can hear everything. This guy went for a wee. I think it took 4.5 minutes. I was like, I don't understand how anyone's bladder can have that much urine in it. It was... I was like, is there a horse in there with you? What's going on? And when he finished, I thought, he won't need to go for a wee again until next Friday. There's no way. He's completely emptied himself out. It was incredible, incredible scenes. That's what's got my goat this week. But do you know what? There's nothing actually. There is nothing. Women talking bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Or you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats. Will that do?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.